This is Jerry Gaffney, and I'm here with my esteemed teacher, Tony O'Rourke, for Lesson 77 of the Irish Guitar Podcast.
Hi, Jerry, and today we have a lovely reel called McFadden's Handsome Daughter. And it was written by John McFadden, who lived from 1847 to 1913. Now, McFadden is a prominent figure in the history of Irish music. He composed many tunes, among them The Pleasures of Hope, The Swallow's Tale, McFadden's Favourite, The Queen of the Fair, The Humours of Westport, The Chicago Reel. And I have him listed as the composer of Glass of Beer as well. I attended in 2012 the County Mayo Fly Kill, and they produce each flower produces a booklet, and in that booklet they had an article on John McFadden because he was from the area around Newport, and just about every city I've ever been to there's a Newport, so I'm talking about Newport in County Mayo. Now this is from the booklet that was produced for the Fly. John McFadden, composer, fiddle player and piper, was born in the village of Carrimore, just outside Newport in County Mayo. McFadden's family migrated to America in the 1850s, settling in Chicago. It was here that Captain Francis O'Neill first came into contact with John McFadden while attending a wedding in Chicago, and a great musical relationship was born. Not alone was John McFadden a fine player, but he was also a composer of many tunes, and I did mention those tunes before. It's also worth noting that he composed tunes in a variety of keys, and of the tunes that I previously mentioned, the keys for those tunes were D major, A Dorian, A major, G major, D major, F major, and C major. And Glass of Beer, I think, is in B minor. So certainly like to compose in a variety of keys. And he was a very prominent figure in the history of Irish music. Anyway, onto the tune, McFadden's Handsome Daughter, and this is an A major tune, but for the guitar I play it in G and I capo on the second fret, and the entire tune can be played in the open position. You might want to note that at the beginning of part two of the tune you can substitute an E minor for the G chord. Now the third part of the tune, particularly the second bar, will present problems for you if your hand is not at a right angle to the fretboard. You'll need to hold down the D note, which is on the third fret of the second string, whilst playing the G on the third fret of the first string, and then the A on the fifth fret of the first string. This is particularly important for those with small hands. This approach to fretting hand position is also a great aid to fingering lower notes on the fifth and sixth string. So make sure you keep your hand at right angles to the guitar. I learnt this tune many years ago from a recording entitled Strings Attached by banjo player Mick Maloney. And I've got to say that a lot of these great musicians are not very imaginative when it comes to album titles. However, Maloney's recordings should be part of any plectrum player's library. His contributions to playing, teaching and promoting Irish music in America have been enormous. But above all, he is a wonderful musician on either the banjo, the mandolin, or accompanying on the guitar. and a serious study of his playing style would be of great benefit to anyone learning Irish music. And I speak from personal experience, because when I was first starting out on my career as an Irish musician, I remember that Mick Maloney's music was very important in me, you know, in my early days of learning traditional Irish music.
And he also recorded a version of the song Kilkelly, Ireland.
That's correct. He's also quite a good singer. In a moment, we'll hear the tune. As usual, we'll have a slow-paced version, and then we'll hear it at the normal pace. I've included a separate chord accompaniment sheet with the E minor chord at the start of the second part of the tune, so there'll be that accompaniment sheet will be slightly different to the standard sheet music that you see. And listeners can buy the booklet containing this tune and 17 other lessons in this series from irishguitarpod.com for US $9. We'll see you all next week.
See you next week.